Here in this country, one of the ways that cities are trying to deal with air quality and traffic is to get more people on bikes, and it's working. The number of people using bikes to get to and from work has more than doubled since 2009, including in Washington, D.C.'s Shaw neighborhood. Recent census data show one out of every 10 work trips originating in Shaw is on a bike, leading to calls for better bike lanes there. But some historic African-American churches say the city's proposals for protected bike lanes through Shaw could eliminate parking that their congregants need. As Martin DeCaro from Here and Now contributor WAMU reports, the controversy is touching on issues that have little to do with bikes.
Sunday morning in Shaw. The doors of a 115-year-old church open wide. Ushers greet familiar faces. The church was built by the great-grandparents of some present-day congregants. And they raise their voices to the heavens together in worship. New Bethel Baptist Church is one of several historic black congregations in a neighborhood that exemplifies the gentrification sweeping over Washington. Church members recently gathered not to pray, but to protest. And the joy you can hear in these voices was replaced by anger.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It's a packed room in the neighborhood library, every seat taken, the crowd overflowing out the door. The city's Department of Transportation is holding a public meeting on plans to build a 2-mile protected bike lane cutting through Shaw.
We know that when you see bike lanes, when you see Whole Foods, when you see Harris Teeter, when you see Chipotle's.
Robert Price, a pastor at United House of Prayer and Shaw resident 40 years.
That's nice establishments, but I know that's not for me. And I know that's not for a whole lot of us. You know what I'm saying, don't you?
As you can hear in Price's words, there's more to this controversy than whether a bike lane project will eliminate parking spaces, at least from the perspective of longtime black residents who remember when the churches took the lead, rebuilding their neighborhood after the 1968 riots. But for newcomers, it is about a bike lane.
So I'm also a resident here. I also pay taxes. I also vote. And I also ride my bike.
Megan Peterman's 34. She's been living in Shaw less than a year, in D.C. about 4 years. She rides her bike to work. She came to the meeting to represent bike riders.
There's a serious problem in the city with displacement. I think there's a serious problem in the city with affordability. At the same time, I live here. This is my home. And the thing that I think is constant about cities is that they are always changing. And assuming anything else, I think, is naive.
The responsibility for balancing these competing interests belongs to the city's Department of Transportation. The agency is trying to fill a big gap in its network of protected bike lanes. Sam Zimbabwe leads the project.
People of all ethnicities, all ages, are biking in the district. We're trying to make those facilities available and accessible to everybody and make them safe.
This is not about bike lanes.
That's Dexter Nuttall, pastor at the New Bethel Baptist Church. Nuttall says for years, city priorities have ignored the community building by Shaw's black churches.
This is about a phenomenon and a mode of operating within the city that is considerate of a new dynamic in terms of the demographics. But
what do you mean by that?
Well, there is a new and changing demographic and appeal that the city has to those who are younger, those who are white often, and those who are of certain income and education experiences and credentials, and that changes the economics of the city.
Nuttall says he's indifferent to bike lanes. What he wants from the city is an opportunity for real engagement, given the decades of work the church has performed in the neighborhood.
Let's come to the table and let's talk. And quite frankly, I don't think that that's the responsibility of the bicycle lobby. They do what they do. Or the faith community. That's the responsibility of the city to make sure that that happens.
Bike lane supporters hope their concerns are not lost in the heat of the controversy. Greg Billing, who heads the Washington Area Bicyclist Association, says a bike lane buffered from traffic will make streets safer for everyone, not just cyclists. He rejects the us versus them narrative forming around this story.
We've had many members of the black cycling community that are young and old reach out to us and say, this is important to me too. It's not a white-black issue. It's a change in our city.
Change may be inevitable, but that won't minimize the city's responsibility to engage all sides, a task all the more difficult when something as simple as a bike lane sparks arguments about race, displacement, and the future of the nation's capital. For Here and Now, I'm Martin DeCaro in Washington.